Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Spend some time on the president's budget. It's a big one. Congressman Rob Whitman, the Republican who represents the 1st District here in Virginia, is with us on the air this morning. What was your reaction when you saw the proposal that President Trump sent to the Congress, Congressman?
Well, John, there were two things that stood out to me. First is continuing the commitment to rebuild our military, which is absolutely critical. Mm-hmm. And the second was at least getting us on a path to budget balance. If you remember, in the years past, the target has always been to balance in 10 years. This one is a 15-year target to balance, and that's because the deficits are so large. And you know, the interesting thing through the years that I've been in Congress, as you look at the efforts to reduce spending, and the effort is to balance a budget, you know, we never really get a significant distance there because we end up in these continuing resolutions, which just say we're going to spend at last year's level instead of really making the tough decisions. But those are the two things that stood out to me, is at least there's a plan there for us to get to balance, not even addressing the deficits, but just to get immediately, I should say, but getting our military funded too, I think is a critical part of that.
Well, I know a lot of there are a lot of military posts and bases in the 1st District, so it completely makes sense that you would be positive about that, not just in a provincial way, but looking at defending the country. But does it concern you that the balancing aspect of this budget does take place so far out? And I mean, can you point to anything that you think is a restraint in the coming 2-year period?
Yeah, John, I think that there are some good elements in the non-defense discretionary side of the budget that look to create savings, to actually put elements in there that are more reform elements. Remember, the big thing about budgeting is make sure you put in permanent reforms, things that change how the system operates. And I know sometimes they're controversial. You know, if you require certain things in order for people to receive benefits from the government. But I think those elements we've seen in the past with welfare reform and others have actually been helpful. I mean, what we want to do is to be able to give people a hand up, to help them through a situation. But we want them to be gainfully employed, and we want to make sure there's a path to do that. So I think more of the long-term reforms in the budget are good things that actually change how the system works and how money is spent.
One of the things that was pointed out to me by some folks who are a little critical of Donald Trump is that they don't see infrastructure spending. And that was one of the issues that then candidate Trump talked a lot about, was rebuilding what I think everybody would have to agree, crumbling bridges, really disgusting airports that don't rival airports in other parts of the world, even in countries that aren't as wealthy as the United States. Do you have any insight about that?
Well, John, they are correct. There is nothing in the president's budget that addresses infrastructure. I think you're going to need to do something separate, though, from the budget, because there's a significant amount of resources that you have to raise in order to do that. Now, the president's talked about, leveraging some private dollars, and certainly you can do that. But I think there needs to be a national discussion about, how do we fund infrastructure in the nation? And it's not just roads. It's things like broadband, because rural areas are just, so much at a disadvantage because they don't have that connectivity that more populated areas do. I think you have to have a discussion about that, because that's the way you get economic development to all corners of the United States. So those are things that need to be talked about. But you have to have a discussion about where's the money going to come from, because you're not going to be able to do something of major significance just by going to the federal budget itself. You're going to have to talk about, well, where do these revenues come from? Certainly some can come from the private sector, some from states, but you're going to have to talk about the current system that we have on where the revenues come from. We have, you know, a system now that just for our transportation, the dollars that come in and go in the highway trust fund, the highway trust fund runs a deficit each year. So we actually have to go into the general fund in order to put money into the highway trust fund just to live up to the obligations that we currently have. Mm-hmm. That doesn't include any new projects. So we're going to have a discussion about that, and it has to be something that is fiscally balanced and fiscally reasonable.
Do you think there's any appetite to begin to address those issues in the Congress right now, or is it everyone's trying to create drama so that they can use that in the next election cycle?
Well, John, I certainly hope so. This is something that cuts across party lines. You hear folks from both sides of the aisle talk about it. And I understand that we are in a, you know, the early parts of a presidential cycle. And, you know, it used to be where at least early parts of a cycle, an election cycle, you could talk about some of these things because they wouldn't get bogged down in the politics of things. But you can see now with presidential elections starting earlier and earlier, you know, there will be a political aspect of it. And the question is, you know, what will people be willing to do in that scenario?
Yeah. Well, we will continue the conversation as the next few months roll on. Congressman Rob Whitman, the Republican who represents the 1st District here in Virginia. Always appreciate it when you join us on the air. Thank you.
John, thanks so much.
Yes, sir.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.